الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. One of the chapters of the Quran that we're all encouraged to recite on the day of Jum'ah, of course, is the chapter of Al-Kahf, the chapter 18 of the Quran. And it is within that particular really amazing and enlightening surah of the Quran that Allah sets forth an example for all of us. And He says, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, A'udhu billahi min shaytan rajeem, wadrib lahum. Present to them, meaning present to people, مثل الرجلين, the example, the parable of two men. جعلنا لأحدهما جنتين من أعناب. We gave to one of those two men two gardens. Two gardens of grapes, grapevine gardens. And Allah says, وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِالنَّخَلِ. And we allowed the grapevines to be encircled by palm trees. Just imagine the spectacle, the scene. Here we have two individuals, one of them has a very particular and elaborate blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has two gardens. The other man, he has no gardens. This man, he has two gardens. And his grapevine and his gardens are gardens of grapevine. And they're encircled by palm trees. وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُ مِنْ نَحَرًا. Allah in the Quran says that we caused a river to gush forth between these two gardens. And these gardens, they had crops. وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرًا. And they had fruits. Allah in the Quran says, كِلْتَ الْجَنَّتَيْنِ أَتَتْ أُكُلَهَا. That these two gardens produce food. And so food and fruits and grapes and palm trees, and just imagine the scene and the spectacle and the joy, the elation it would bring to this one individual. And so Allah in the Quran says, وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. And there was no deficiency, meaning لَمْ تَنْقُصْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. There was no restriction, no deficiency. وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا. And the river would flow between these two gardens. وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرًا. And he had fruit, Allah says. وَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ. And this is really an amazing, interesting thing Allah tells us in the Quran at this point. Allah says, and that man said to his friend, the man who didn't have the two gardens, but still it's his companion. And Allah says, وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ, meaning it's حِوَار. He's conversing, conversation with him. If Allah had only said, وَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ, we would have all understood the message. Whatever the man would have said, it's understood because Allah says, وَقَالَ, and he said to his friend. But Allah adds this in the fact that he says, وَهُوَ يُحَوْرُ, he was conversing with him. A conversation is not like a speech. Which means, of course, that the man, whatever he's about to say, is not something that is pre-planned. It is not something that is dictated to him. Not something that he thought about what he was going to say, it's something that he just said because it emanates from the depth of his heart. وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ, he was conversing with him. What did he say? أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعِزُ نَفَرًا. On account of all that I have in my life, these two gardens and the palm trees and the fruits and the food and the river and all of this, translates into أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا. I have more money than you, and I have a stronger, mightier following than you. أَنَا, look at the languaging. The language of أَنَا, the language of me and I and myself, is like the language of Iblis when he said to Allah in the Quran, when he said to Allah, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْهُ, I am better than him. It is the language of Fir'aun when he said, أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرٍ. وَنَادَى فِرْعَوْنُ فِي قَوْمِهِ. Fir'aun cried out to his people. This is again a spectacle because he's amassing his people. What does he say? Declaration of myself, of me. أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْهُ. He says, أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرٍ. Isn't the kingdom of Egypt for me? وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي. And these rivers which flow under me. أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Do you then not perceive and think? It was a language of Qarun in the Quran. قال, he says, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. He had kunuz. Allah says, مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِيَ لَتُنُوْ بِلُصْبَةِ أُولِ الْقُوَى. He has such treasures, Allah in the Quran says, it would have taken a band of strong men to carry only the keys of his treasures. The people who were witnessing this, they said to him, you know, take it easy. Wabtaghi, why don't you seek, you know, the next life from what Allah has given you? If you have a blessing, it's a great thing. If you have money, it's a great thing. But it depends, of course, on how you use that blessing from Allah. Just like when you have health or intelligence, or you have money, you have these privileges Allah has given you, but it depends on how you use them. This man didn't recognize Allah. The one who had the two gardens didn't even see Allah in all of this. He said, no, it means, of course, I am better than you because I have more than you. And so, in the next ayah, وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ. Now Allah says he entered his garden. Now entering a place is very significant. Because again, it's a bit like Qarun in the Quran. See, Qarun, whenever he says things, it's a verbal utterance. He's verbalizing his power, prestige, meanness, minus, myselfness. He's uttering it, it's verbalized. But the next ayah is actualized. In Qarun's example, so he says, قَالْ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُ. Whatever I have is because of my own knowledge. Like study, it could be said that people would say, whatever I have is because of my own intelligence, or because of my own hard work, or my own investments that I made 50 years ago and now it's paying off. Myself, where is Allah in all of this? Is it just about you? Is it yourself he did that? This is a man, he had the two gardens, he said the same thing. Allah says, وَدَخَلَ جَنَّةُ. We entered his garden. Now Qarun in the next ayah, Allah says, فَخَرَجَ عَلَى قَوْمِهِ. Actualized. The first is verbalized, second is actualized. Because then Allah says, Qarun came out to his people, fi zinati, in all of his pomp and glory and opulence. In the example of the man who had the two gardens, it's the same. وَدَخَلَ جَنَّةُ. Now he enters his garden. Enters, and why is it one garden when Allah says he has two gardens? He has two gardens, but now he is entering one garden. The ulama, they say, because إِحْدَاهُمَا إِسْتِغْنَاءً بِهِ أَنَ الْأُخْرَى. Because one of them is just as good as the other one. One of them is enough for him, sufficient for him, in all of its splendor, in all of its glory. And then Allah says, وَهُوَ الظَّالِمُ لِنَفْسِهِ. And he was a ظَالِم, a wrongdoer, upon himself. How can you be unjust to yourself? How can you be a wrongdoer to yourself? It means ظَلَمَ عَقْلَهُ وَظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ. He wronged his intelligence. How did he wrong his intelligence? وَأَيُّ ظُلْمٍ أَشَدُّ مِنْ أَن تَوَهِّ نَفْسَكَ بِشَيْءٍ أَن تَبَعِيدًا. Which ظُلْم, which injustice is worse than for a man to think he is something but he's the furthest from that thing? This is the delusion of immortality, that the man thought he had delusion of immortality. وَظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ حِينَمَا أَشْرَكَ Asbab ma Allah, he associated partners with Allah because he made the means, the goal. Wronged himself when he associated partners with Allah by making the means the goal. It was not the fact that he had the gardens that was the problem. It was the fact that he could not see that Allah was the one that gave him the gardens. Allah was al-mun'im. Allah was the one that provided the blessings for him. Al-fa'al, Allah did that for him. And again and again in the same verse in the Quran, Allah is telling us, وَجَعَلْنَا وَحَفَفْنَا. We gave him, we provided for him, we allowed this to happen for him. But the man could not see Allah because he was so consumed in himself. And that is sadly one of the predicaments, I think, of the age in which we live. Self-consumption, seeing. It's only about you and your happiness. Just imagine if a child watches on average, the average amount of television per day, and he's bombarded with all of these commercials, advertisements, each one selling him the idea that your happiness is in your consumption. The more you consume, the happier you will be. And if you can't consume, then you're going to wallow in self-misery and despair. And so what we do then, we focus on buying, and the whole essence of life becomes about buying things, because we believe the happiness is in those things. We don't see Allah that much in this, but we see the happiness, the essence is in the product itself. And so we spend money we don't actually have on things we don't actually need all the time. Spending money we don't have on things we don't need. And so the man, when he enters his garden and he wronged himself, he said to his friend, and he said to his friend, I'm better than you in all of this. ظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِهِ قَالِ. He said, مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. Whatever I have is like a cosseting experience. enveloping, blanketing experience. It's all surrounding with so much cushioning and comfort. He says, "Ma أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِي أَبَدًا." I don't think this is ever going to leave me. I don't think this is ever going to go. I think whatever enjoyments I'm having now is here forever. It has to be that way. Of course, he doesn't see Allah in anything. He only sees himself. And he's made the ends, he's made the means the end. وَمَا أَظُنُّ أَنَّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً. And I don't even think the hour, last hour is going to come. وَلَئِذْ رُدِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. And even if I did return to my Lord, لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرَ مِنْهَا مَنْقَلَبًا. I would have found better than what I have already. If I did return to my Lord, I'd find much better than this. Ironic. Because he doesn't even see Allah in the paradigm of his life. And then his friend, who was listening to this conversation, قَالَّهُ صَاحِبُهُ, his friend said to him, and again the same thing, وَهُوَ يُحَاوِضُهُ, and he was conversing with him. Now the friend is not gone there to give him da'wah. He's not memorized the text. He's not come with a speech. Whatever he says emanates from the depths of his heart. Because it's true in him. It's true in the first one and it's true in the second one. But it's different. This one, his friend, he says, أَكِفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ. Are you disbelieving in the one that created you? مِن تُرَاب, from dust. ثُمَّ مِن نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا. And then from a liquid, and then made you into a man. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي. But then he says, but as for me, Allah is my Lord. Allah is my Lord. وَلَا أُشْرِكْ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. I would never associate a partner with my Lord. And then he says to his friend this, he says, وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّةَ قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. He said, you know, if only if you just entered into your garden and said, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ, it's from Allah, and there is no power and no might except with Allah. What does that do? It destroys a culture of envy. You see, if you project yourself in the world as successful, and successful on account of yourself, because of you, and the person beside you doesn't have what you have, doesn't done what you've done, it's obviously going to generate a culture of envy. But if you say, no, whatever I have is not from me, MashaAllah, لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Just like the man instructed him, why don't you just say that? Whatever I have is all from Allah. Not from myself, it's all from Allah. Whatever Allah has given me, it's Allah has given me. Not come from myself, created by myself, to use only for myself, it's all for Allah. Notice, of course, that the advice that the people of Qarun said to Qarun is what? Look at this amazing instruction. They said to him, okay, so firstly, وَابْتَغِي, you know, seek Allah, seek Akhirah from what Allah has given you. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your portion of the dunya. And then this one line, they say to him, وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. And show ihsan, show excellence to others the way Allah showed excellence to you. Why don't you see it like that? You got to pay back the debt. Show goodness to others the way Allah showed goodness to you. Be excellent, because Allah was excellent to you. And don't become so self-consumed by yourself, in yourself, because of me and myself. No. And then the man says to his friend, you know, he says to him, so if only you entered your garden and said, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah, in tarani an aqalla minka mala wa walada, even though you see me as أَقَلْ, I'm less than you in children and in money. And then he says to his friend, he said, it could be, maybe, that Allah would give me a garden better than your garden. There is a possibility, he's telling his friend, it could happen. I could end up having better than you later on in life. And as for you, whatever you have could come to ruin. Could happen. But for a man who is so self-consumed and doesn't see that the world is going to end, that to the benefits, blessings of today are going to be forever, couldn't see that. And it happened like that. And so the rain came and destroyed all of his crops.
and those palm trees and the food and the fruit and all of them. And then it was nothing. And Allah says, وَأُخِيطَ بِثَمَرِي فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ. Allah says he woke up and everything was gone. And he was wringing his hands thinking, where is it gone? Whatever I had yesterday. We learn a very profound lesson in these verses in Surah Al-Kahf about individualism, about ourselves, about responsibility. That in our world today, Allah has expectations from us and for us that we should be doing certain things. And we can't do those things if we're so self-consumed in ourselves. And the same applies, of course, to all these examples in the Quran of Qarun or Fir'aun or these two men in the garden. Same, the example is the same. That they wronged themselves and wronged others when they could not see Allah, but they could only see the means of their happiness. We ask Allah to grant all of us strength, and Allah grant all of us guidance, and that we can find in everything we do in our lives Allah. We can always find Allah in everything we do in life. Whether you're a millionaire or you have nothing. Because we learn a qaida, we take a principle from these ayat. أَنَّ كَثْرَةُ الْمَالِ لَا تَدُلْ عَلَى رِضَ اللَّهِ. That having a lot of money does not indicate Allah's pleasure with you. وَأَنَّ قِلَّةُ الْمَالِ. And having less money, لَا تَدُلْ, does not indicate that Allah is ساقط عليك, Allah is angry with you. فَالْأُمُورُ لَا تُوزَنْ عَنْدَ اللَّهِ بِالْأُمُورُ الْمَادِيَةِ. Qaida. Because the affairs of this life are not on that scale with Allah. Material affairs is not how Allah judges things. فَالْأُمُورُ لَا تُوزَنْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بِالْأُمُورِ. Allah does not judge you by the material affairs of this life. If Allah has blessed you, it's a blessing. It requires you to be patient, grateful to Allah. But not to think that because of what I have, I must be the best, better than my neighbor and better than all of us. No. And nor should the man who does not have think that because I don't have, Allah is angry with me. No, it does not work like that. May Allah grant all of us forgiveness and tawfiq.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
There was an occasion in which our Prophet he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, ألا تسمعون ألا تسمعون ألا تسمعون, three times, are you not listening? Are you not listening? Are you not listening? إن البذاذ من الإيمان إن البذاذ من الإيمان إن البذاذ من الإيمان. Indeed, simplicity is from faith. Indeed, simplicity is from faith. Indeed, simplicity is from faith. So one of the ways in which we can try and eradicate this, the rottenness of these things inside of us, is to always remember that we are not bound to do what everybody else might do. In the 1930s, I forgot his name, but he wrote a book called The Bewildered Herd. He coined the term called the bewildered, meaning he says that it's going to happen that with the growth of consumerism, everybody is going to respond in the same way. And so if there is a mass sale in one place, all the whole world is going to go to that one shop. And you find this, in fact. You find throngs of people lining up the streets outside the shops, waiting for the doors to open. And of course, they're only selling a limited number of products. And some people, they die. Every year they die, in fact, in the stampede. They get crushed to death. It happens. So think, evaluate yourself. Is that where we see all happiness is contained, only in the item and the product? Rather think about the one that is giving you that product, that allows us to be happy. أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَى. It is Allah who allows us to laugh and to grieve, meaning Allah instills those emotions inside of us. Second thing is to always remember that we try as Muslims to remember that
the great undertaking in life is to learn to invest more and consume less. What does it mean to invest more and consume less? Allah in the Quran says, "من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا فيضاعف له أضعافا كثيرة." Who can lend to Allah a great loan that Allah would multiply? It was Edward Abbey who said that growth for the sake of growth is the ideology of the cancer cell. But this is not growth for the sake of growth, this is growth for the sake of goodness. Like Allah in the Quran says, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. Is there any reward for good except good? That the good that you do, Allah increases, multiplies for us in this life and the next life. For us to be a people not of self-indulgence, but a people of self-sacrifice. Not a people of selfishness, but a people of selflessness. Not a people of greed, but a people of frugality. That we learn these lessons as Muslims, particularly in these few verses in the Quran. That we should be a people of sadaqah, a people of charity, a people of giving, a people who show excellence to others in all things, because we realize we've been fortunate enough to have so many things that perhaps a lot of people don't have. May Allah grant all of us tawfiq and assistance. I must say before I finish, I also used to be a student here. In fact, I was a student here for 11 years. I did all of my degrees, in fact, in this university. And this is my first time coming back after some several years. And it's great to see so many of you that I once used to see so often when I used to come here so often. And it's again a blessing from Allah. It's a ni'mah from Allah. Allah allows this union to take place in our life. We ask Allah allows us to also be united in the next life. But this building, as you know, might know, is now for sale. And the brothers are trying to raise money for the building, and they're asking for our generous assistance and help. And perhaps this is one of the ways in which we can try to invest more and consume less with that intention. So may Allah give all of us help and assistance and tawfiq. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم أفرج علينا الصبر وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم أنج المستضعفين من المسلمين في سوريا يا رب العالمين وفي برما يا رب العالمين وفي كشمير يا رب العالمين وفي يمن يا رب العالمين وفي بيت المقدس يا أرحم الراحمين وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم عليك بالظالمين اللهم اكفني بما شئت اللهم فكك إلى أسر المسلمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين أقيم الصلاة